Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast, number 36.
Wow.
Woo!
What the hell are we doing?
Guys, why are we still together? I'm just going to jump to it.
I wondered that all night. Why are we still here?
We're almost at my age.
We're almost. We got about 15 more weeks to get there. But we're almost there.
I have an announcement. I'm leaving you guys.
You're leaving? Sorry.
Who are you going
right now?
To?
Where are you going?
Right. Yeah, he gets up and leaves.
At this moment?
I've been pulled up to the minors.
Where's that?
He's joining one of Kevin Smith's 18 podcasts.
So. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Smodcast Dallas.
Really?
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Awesome.
He recruited you?
Yes.
What
yes.
An
well,
asshole.
It was a Kevin Smith lookalike, but I saw him at Comic-Con the other day. I wasn't sure. It looked like
did he Acon?
Ask, wait, did he ask for your
or
V
Comic-Con?
Card? Is that how y'all communicated?
Yeah, that's we exchanged V cards and... He's been sending me some
smooth
risque pics of him in a hockey jersey. And
you know what
it.
I miss? I miss Bump. So you can just bump your bum together. And get
you really miss
I remember that.
It's for all those lazy people who don't want to text. You just bump it.
but that even takes more time, though, because you have to open the
app. Now they've brought it back, and you have to, you can, like, beam things and stuff.
Ooh,
and I'm
beam.
Like, really, guys?
That's a bumper.
I like that I do that, too. I'm like,
I'm
there's a thing here. It's like the whole phone.
It's an invisible thing, man. That does
these sight gags work so well on a podcast.
Yeah, she's moving her hands and doing stuff.
Smodcast Dallas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But,
it's real.
Yeah.
Well, very
oh,
cool.
Oh, did you go to Akon? Or
I did not.
I drove by Akon, and I was like,
I want to go
you
in and
like,
see all the
really
costumes.
He was a student in full furry. She's like, oh, no.
Gotti dressed up as Sailor Moon.
I was out there.
Y'all,
yeah.
You went?
Yeah,
we had
to cover for Crow. We had a booth. We had
Crow.
People come over.
Crow?
Why didn't you let us know? We would have come and harassed
oh,
you.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
you
yeah. I want you bastards coming out there dressed as like fucking...
What was the best costume you saw?
A lot of furries. A lot of furries are out. There was one that had like her... She had a machine that played her weird ass sounds. She was walking around touching people.
Nope.
It was really weird.
Absolutely.
She was a winner.
Do you like it being at the Anatole this year rather than the Plaza de Americas?
Anatole is amazing.
Is
you haven't
Anatole
been
to
last year?
Oh, yeah, last year.
It's always been at the Anatole.
And it has not. It's always been at Plaza.
Years.
Oh,
it used
okay.
to be, yeah.
Plaza Americas.
Forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the Anatole is amazing. It's one of the prettiest hotels we have.
Yeah.
And it's filled with artwork. And it's gigantic.
And you get lost in there pretty much.
Oh,
so big.
You got to walk both sides.
Fun
too.
Fact, I went to a Harry Potter conference there.
Creepy.
And saw Jim Dale. And it was amazing. I felt like I was inside the book.
Susan,
a wizard
do you know what
Akon?
Is that
awesome.
A fun fact?
And I listened and I went and like sat and jammed out with the wizard rock bands. Guys, it was pretty much the best
nice.
Day of my life.
Susan, do you know what Akon is?
Is that, I'm assuming it's like a Comic-Con?
It's a
it's
rapper, right?
Anime convention.
I did think it was
Akon
for
a second.
It's an anime convention.
Oh.
And
okay.
it's one of the... It's well, like the biggest convention for anime out of the country.
I
yeah.
interviewed one girl about that before at the Dallas Comic Con. She was telling me about that.
And the people who go to Akon spend way more money than they do at like Comic Con because
why?
They come because they have like they go there to spend.
Everyone
whereas
we had
to,
first you go back
to
buy a badge just to buy stuff. You know,
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A lot of the comic book retailers in Dallas will only set up shop at a con because of that reason and not at Comic-Con Dallas.
Secrets, don't tell more. So true, though.
But Brian's never...
So what were you dressed as?
Fucking me? I wasn't dressed as anything.
You dressed as yourself?
No. I'm from the Crow. We're a museum, dog.
Yeah.
You brought some ears or a tail?
No. This is like the original samurai.
We gave them little printouts of Shen Wei. There you go. There's our...
Awesome. Dressed as a monk or something like
is
that.
Is anyone going to
see
Diego's Comic-Con?
No way.
I might be going.
It's so ridiculous.
I've never been.
You're talking San Diego?
Yeah, it's...
You are going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You are?
I got approved for a press pass.
So you're going to go?
Go.
I
it's
go.
Go. After your first time there, you're going
to
be like, you're
so
never going back again.
You'll have so much fun.
Yeah. You'll be right by the beach. It's wonderful.
San Diego is beautiful.
My friends are going like for fun, so I'm going with them too. And
you like people touching you?
Did you get a hotel room already?
Yes.
You might...
No,
yes.
Where, which
sticks with
my question. Say yes to my question.
What'd you say?
Is it, do you like people touching you on every part of your body?
No.
Because that's the experience.
Yes.
Is it really that crowded?
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
Mark said that too. Mark Walters. He was like, be prepared. It's
yeah.
Like, it's
100,000
people.
It's more than
that. It's more than
that.
So be prepared to not get into anything that you want to see. So
yeah, it's all lines.
Have, as long as
pretty much just waiting in line.
And anything that comes and it's good will make you happy because you've accepted the fact that nothing is going to go the way you want it to.
I have a feeling this is going to be a one-time experience for me.
I did New York Comic Con, and that almost put me in early grave.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't bad on Wednesday or Thursday. Or the Thursday, Friday, it wasn't bad at all. And then Saturday happened, and I walked out of the press room, and I was like, let me back in, I don't want... And I'm like, knocking at the door, I don't want to be one of these people.
But the good thing about San Diego is, and compared to all the others, San Diego is where they actually announce stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas other ones, they just kind of do Q&As.
And the space is bigger, too.
Has it not become the biggest announcement place?
Yeah, I can't
even
talk about it because I do television junkets a week after Comic-Con,
yeah.
And it's like none of...
It's the
no,
biggest
you're getting
release
no
here.
Base. This year, TCA is before Comic-Con. So like Comic-Con...
Really?
TCA ends on the 23rd and Comic-Con starts on the 23rd.
Huh.
So I'm going right after.
Well, cool. Well, moving on.
We haven't even introduced ourselves.
Yeah, I know. I was going to do it.
I also don't know what's in that can.
We will. We'll get there. But I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Huh? What?
Gwen
Hello.
Reyes.
Hello.
Hello.
Susan Kamyab.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Gadi Elkhan, who has a can of something that resembles a can of Coke, but there's literally nothing on it, and it's closed.
Is it closed?
He
hasn't
says
tried it yet.
He walked into the house this morning, and he doesn't say hi. He just says, I have a story.
Is it crepe juice?
We don't know the story yet, but
he some crepe juice?
I would imagine I hope it's good.
Well, we'll be trying it here in a second. So my father, as most stories that are ridiculous start, this is how mine starts. My dad is a unique human and finds the most unusual scams, deals, free shit you could imagine. Him being obviously a Jew, it helps too.
I thought you were going to say a Nigerian prince.
No, he is close. He's South African, so he's a little south of there. But he is a sweet, big bearded prince. No longer has the beard, but he used to have the beard. And that's most of my stories start with big beard, big afro.
That's what drew your mom to him.
Yes,
you're a real
prince. Wanted to lose your keys and his beard.
It's crazy.
Gotti's a real prince.
So my dad approaches me this morning, going, so I got all these great sodas, but I don't know what they are. They just sent them to me for free. Oh, that's great, Dad. That's good. Free. Yeah, that's why we do it. And we got to figure out what the hell they are, and then we can get a whole bunch more. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, they just sent them without labels. It's a new flavor of something, but I don't know what. What are you talking about? Where'd you find this? I had late last night online. They have this thing you can thing. I'm like, it got here today. He's like, oh, maybe it was something I did earlier. She did something this morning too. Yeah, I think we're getting more cans. So there will be a series of different cans.
He's holding up the can for people.
Yeah.
It's just all
it
silver.
Just
silver. You can
can
see your reflection.
Okay,
open it.
Let's
see what
this
is.
Is it cold?
Yes, it's a
rupee. Are we going to treat this? Is this real?
There must be a syringe in it.
I'm just tapping the top so it doesn't explode all over.
That's what she said.
You can get poison right now, Gotti. You know that, right?
Really
I hope it's like Diet Mountain Dew.
Are we still filming?
Arsenic.
So it is like.
So how does it smell?
Looks like Coke smells like
Coke. Put it in your mouth,
Gotti.
It's got a diet Coke.
Is it brown sugar?
Take it in your mouth,
Gotti,
and swish it around. And tell us the aroma and scents you take.
Well,
it tastes like fish.
It looks like it would be diet.
It's like a Diet Coke.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like a Diet Coke can.
Oh, well, there's a mystery Diet Coke.
Where
it tastes like kind of like cherry Diet Coke.
Oh.
Where was it shipped from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Nigeria.
You don't even know where it's
like, was it Craigslist or eBay or something?
It's a box full of, like, 24
of
stealing
cans.
It's like, we'll send it to you for free without a label.
If you come to my house,
no trace back to us.
And you open our fridge, there are three different types of cans you'll find in there. Other than my Propel water. You'll find these blank cans. You'll find a ginger beer can. Do y'all know what the hell ginger beer is?
Yeah.
Bundaberg. Nice dark and stormy. Put some rum in it.
Bundaberg.
Angry Orchards.
And then he's got a green
apple cider.
South African cream soda.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's green colored. I'm not kidding.
Sweet.
It's like mint green.
Where does your dad get that from?
Places I know. Now he knows a British guy who has a store, and there you go. Let's get chocolates too. It's crazy.
Wow.
He knows a British guy.
So I might have an EpiPen somewhere if you need it later
on. If I start like convulsing and die, save me.
We should have the camera running this whole time, just watching Dottie and make sure he doesn't die.
Yeah.
So it tastes like cherry Diet Coke.
It's not horrible. Actually, it's not like too diety either.
Maybe it's just regular cherry Coke.
Ryan, you should have some.
I don't want any.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It's not horrible. You can try it.
I mean, that can could be good for like TV shows or something like that if they can't get rights to like Coke or Pepsi. Well, just have that.
But not horrible at the same time.
I don't know what that is. That's not Diet Coke.
If you take this bit over to Kevin Smith, I'll kill you.
Maybe there's marijuana in it.
It's vampire sweat. You're not a vampire.
Is it an edible from Colorado? Or a drinkable?
Coke it doesn't look like it.
It's Coke Zero, man. It's not Diet Coke.
It doesn't taste like
Coke
Zero.
I love Coke Zero.
It's definitely Coke
Zero.
Me too.
I'm not drinking it after you two.
I hate Coke Zero.
I'm not drinking it again. I'm done with it.
Put some rum in it.
Try it.
You put your straw in there so you'll...
What happened to our drinking game? Didn't we used to do drinking games when we were younger, damn it?
Don't remind me.
We've done two drinking
games.
We had
a curse.
We had a little too belligerent.
The first drinking game we did was we couldn't curse. In the second drinking game, you couldn't say film or movie.
So
the first time we did shots of alcohol. The second time we did shots of beer because we just kept on saying
the alcohol
movie.
Got ridiculous. I mean,
yeah,
we
just like canned stuff.
We were drinking
during the podcast.
Oh, so gross.
Yeah.
If I drank two shots, I'd be gone. So
we need to do this then. We need to see drunk Susan on the podcast.
I had four shots last night, and I was way drunk. She's still standing up.
Right. I'm super wasted.
I am. I'm a.
Yeah, where did this happen?
You drunk before at Gwen's party, right?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Oh, wow.
I was. What? Yeah, Gwen was.
At the German restaurant.
I had a shot with her.
After the
German
restaurant.
Yeah. Oh. I think I had one drink there.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, I didn't drink at the German restaurant.
You shouldn't.
No, because I had to entertain. I had to host people. So
I bought you drinks.
I was working. So then then Brian showed up. And I was like, hey!
Yeah. Whoever discovered that bar, though, that we went to, it was one of you.
Oh, that was me.
I love that place. That was really cool. Yeah.
Fuck
it's
that place.
Except it's the race towards Brian.
I will never go back there.
Why?
They didn't serve me. Yeah.
It's because he was dressed in full insane posse makeup.
They did not serve me. Like, absolutely, they did not serve me.
Brian, if you feel any better, I haven't been there since my birthday.
Yeah. Good.
I
haven't
either.
What was that place called?
Yeah.
What was that place called?
On top of a Mexican restaurant.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's in downtown Plano, so fuck that place.
It was like three floors.
Yeah.
Damn party place! What the hell are y'all talking about?
So you could get beer.
Oh, you were there.
And
you
still
remember?
Get gelato.
I didn't want my bag of G Gold.
I felt like it was reserved for one's birthday. Yeah, they knew we were coming.
Not a secret anymore. All right, let's move on to the podcast. We've been talking for 13 minutes about good stuff. As usual, we start out with the top three list. Last week we finished our TV bracket, which unfortunately for Adam, The Simpsons won. He's still sore about it, aren't you? Yes.
Totally.
It went out to Seinfeld, which he wanted to win, but The Simpsons won.
Are you hurt because of what happened to Oberon now? With the face?
Oh, man.
Friend?
Do you see how it feels like when you voted out Stanley Kubrick? I went through a phase. for our director's bracket. But yeah, Simpsons won. So we're going to do our top three favorite and best Simpsons episodes throughout the, was it 25 seasons, 26 seasons?
Oh, that's long.
It's good stuff.
It's younger than our podcast.
It is younger than our podcast, almost, but not...
Wait until we hit 50, guys.
I look pretty good for 50, so I'll take
you
it.
Do.
Sweet. She's our over 50 demographic. I'll start out this time.
She got so excited with Golden Girls last week.
Simpsons did it.
Amazing.
I'll start out. I have five. I'll do two runners up.
Shocking.
Okay.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Of course. We're all going to probably have the same, like.
I have five. I have five, too.
Yeah. Treehouse of Horror.
I do not have a Treehouse of Horror on mine.
Because you're stupid.
My two runners up is episode 12 from season 6. It is titled Homer the Great. That is the Stonecutter episode. As you can play it on Simpsons Tapped Out right now.
Oh yeah.
But that is such a great one because he's like the chosen one and there's the great song in there.
I just hope Steve Guttenberg actually becomes a character on Tapped Out.
That would be great. My other runner up is episode 8 of season 8, and that's Hurricane Nettie, where you finally see Ned Flanders lose his fucking mind. Because the hurricane comes and it just wipes out his house.
Yeah.
And then people try to rebuild it and they just do a shitty job. And he just like, ding, 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 ding.
And he thought his thing was protected. He had like tents or something.
Yeah. It was so good.
You guys sure you don't want to come over here?
And I love when Homer goes outside from the storm shelters. Like, it's clear and he just sees like a cow flying by. It's like the eye. So that was a great one. And my top three are episode 20 of season 4, Whacking Day. I just love seeing Ninja Homer, whacking snakes. And then my number two is episode 13 of season 6. It's called And Maggie Makes Three. It's kind of a flashback episode. And you finally see why Homer works at the station because he has pictures of her and says, do it for her. And my favorite episode...
Is that the episode where Maggie talked to?
I think... At the very end.
That was like the big marketing thing of it.
Was it Dad?
Yeah. Because everybody, Lisa and Bart just called him Homer, but Maggie called him Dad. But I remember at his office, it had like the thing, like, you're here forever, but then he posted pictures just of her and said, do it for her.
Like,
it's kind of sad.
Good.
Elizabeth Taylor.
I just remember that.
One word.
And then my favorite episode is episode 9 of season 8, and it is El Viaje Misterioso de Nuestro Homer. Otherwise, The Mysterious Voyage of Homer, where Homer goes to the chili-eating cook-off and eats the chilies and has an acid trip. Because it's so awesome. Because he first has a drop of the thing, and he can't take it. And so he's like, I'm going to win this.
Uh-huh.
And he pours a wax down his throat so he can't. And he eats like 10 chilies. And then Homer doesn't want him to go there because the last year he got so drunk he made a fool of himself. It's just a great acid trip episode.
Well,
I love that episode.
Coyote is voiced by Johnny Cash.
Correct. I love those episodes. So those are my favorite. Also, like, early seasons. But Adam.
Nice. Well, the early seasons.
I didn't put season numbers on mine.
Yeah,
but I'll go through a couple. Top five. Itchy and Scratchy Land.
That's a great one.
And when the robots go crazy in a Westworld-esque style.
Yeah, that is the Westworld thing, yeah.
And they ran out of license plates in the gift shop.
Y'all remember that episode where it's a great... It's such a cool like storyline, too.
Bored. Then there is A Star is Burns when they have the film festival. Where Mr. Burns hired Steven Spielberg to shoot his film, and Barney has one of the most hilarious, like, Ingmar Bergman type films. It's like, don't cry for me.
Was it scenes
I'm
from
already
some
there. Horror.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was good.
Didn't Mole Man end up winning because he gets
getting the nuts? Yeah.
And we had a cameo from J. Sherman, the critic.
That's true. Awesome.
Then my number three episode is Radioactive Man, when they bring the Radioactive Man movie to Springfield.
Yeah.
Milhouse.
And Milhouse gets hired as what's his name?
Radioactive Boy?
Yeah, what's his name, though? I can't remember now.
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
And then the band.
The Gargoyles, they do nothing.
Nothing. That is such a great episode,
that
too.
That is a good episode.
Yeah, the goggles do nothing. That's such a great line.
His clothes are being burned off. Then I have a. Kind of tied for number two is Marge vs. the Monorail, which is a Conan O'Brien episode. And
Monorail!
Really,
that is a
great song. And also you have Phil Hartman as the sleazy salesman. And then Rosebud also was tied for number two. I couldn't decide between those two. But and that was when it was about Mr. Burns' teddy bear that Maggie Simpson found and loved.
You saw how like went through all the
And I like when he goes to the future and there are robots and the bear is still there. Bear
was
around fighting about it. But my number one episode is You Only Move Twice with Mr. Albert Brooks
as
Homer Simpson's new boss, Hank Scorpio.
Oh,
he's the nicest guy
yeah.
but he also happens to be one of the world's
biggest villains. That was a great one.
That is a really good one.
Yeah. He's like, where's the hammock?
I wish he came back.
The hammock district.
Yeah. The end of that was the best. I was like, it's no Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Those
I could go on. There's several other episodes I have. I wrote down like 20. And yeah.
Well, after this, if nobody else mentions them.
Sure.
Those are good lists.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
Gwen Simpsons.
Mine is not as in-depth as y'all so far. Adam's there at all.
The one with the thing?
I have three, yeah. It was like, I have episodes, and they all probably came out in the same season. Okay, so my first one is actually a family tradition that we watch every single year with Christmas. We watch, like, Muppet's Christmas Carol, Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, and the first Christmas episode from The Simpsons, where
Santa's Little Helper, right?
Yeah.
Yes, where they get Santa's Little Helper, and Bart Simpson gets the tattoo, and one of my favorite phrases to this day is still, "Al, quit it.
Al,
quit it." So,
well, you get some mother, right?
You get some mother.
Yeah.
And just, I got it for you, Mom. Yeah. And then they have to go spend, and you learn that, like, Marge keeps money in her hat and her hair.
Yeah.
Gloves. And it's really funny, too, seeing those first few seasons and then seeing how the animation has
progresses,
changed.
Yeah.
Also, I really enjoy Flaming Moe's.
It's a good one.
That's right. They make the Flaming Homer.
Poor Homer just got shit on that episode.
And then also another holiday tradition is the I Love Lisa episode where Ralphie gives...
Valentine's?
You
could actually pinpoint where his heart breaks. Such a great...
When the chocolate goes on, nothing gets chocolate out, see?
that was a good one.
Oh, I forgot. I like that.
Has it ever happened to anybody, like, you feel sorry for somebody and you gave them a Valentine and they just fall in love with you?
Well, we had to give it to everybody. Yeah, we had to give it to everybody, and I would always be... I actually had not necessarily a Valentine's gift, but I ended up going to a college because I felt bad for the person representing the college and then ended up chatting with them. So I have that problem where I'll be like, I'm so sad that you're alone. Tell me all your stories.
I'll go to your college.
This is pretty funny. Well, good.
It's
good episode. I love the heartbreak thing. It's so funny when he tosses it on the Krusty Show. All right, Susan Simpsons.
Right. Yeah, I have a lot too. I thought of some more, but I won't go into it. But okay, Marge, Be Not Proud. That's my favorite. I wish I could get that episode on DVD and watch it every Christmas. But the one where Bart steals the Bone Storm video game.
Yes.
I just love that one. It's so funny, too, because while there's, like, that other kid with his, he's rude to his mom. He's like, shut up, Mom, and, like, stupid. I don't know why it cracks me up.
That is good.
But I just love that episode. And then Homer's enemy, Frank Grimes.
Frank Grimes.
And he doesn't understand why people like Homer so much.
Isn't that like a crazy episode?
That's
Is it like he killed or something?
No, he goes insane.
Yeah.
He's like, I can be stupid too. Look at me. I like donuts and I'm just pushing buttons. And then he ends up like dying.
Yeah.
But it's a great premise, like bringing someone, like a real person from seeing what this, like, Homer's all about.
Because then they brought back his son, who they thought was also Frank Grimes. And it was like, he looked exactly the same.
Frank Grimes Jr.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But I love that one. The Last Temptation of Homer.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer plays the voice of the temperature. I forgot what her name was, but I just she starts crying when he's in the hotel room. I was like, we're gonna have sex.
Yeah, that's it was the
when they were like
Mindy.
Mindy.
The hot dog or hoagie or something.
Because she likes beer. And,
she's like the female version of him, but like hot.
Oh, look at they both do.
Yeah, that was funny. And then I had You Only Move Twice on there. It's a great episode. And then but my absolute favorite, I love all Sideshow Bob episodes.
Oh, yeah. They're all great.
Grammer is, like, I want to hug Kelsey Grammer. It's just something I really want to hug.
It's the best Cape Fear when they do
the
Cape Fear.
The Cape Fear episode. There is a Cape Fear.
There is a Cape Fear one. I like that one, too. I mean, I really, but the one I picked was the one where Krusty gets busted and he frames Krusty.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
That was the first one in the convenience store, right?
In the convenience store, they figured out based on his feet.
Yep.
I don't know. I love the mystery of it. Like,
I like the one where actually I think Sideshow saves Bart and Lisa from falling down the thing.
Isn't that with whenever like Niles from Frasier
comes?
Yeah. That episode of his brother.
Sideshow.
Damn Frasier.
And he actually quotes it too. He's like, he says the wife's name in it really quick. Who's Niles' ex-wife?
Head up over there,
Adam. You
watch
that?
Whenever he...
It was
he's stepping out of the race, remember?
Weird. It was
Lilith. Yeah,
Lilith. And he actually says it in the episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's a nice
Easter
egg.
Really quick.
That's a good one.
I know. What is it? It's like, it's an interesting name.
We'll find out later. Yeah. Look it up. That's a good list.
Yeah, it is.
Andrew, Simpsons, top three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of my runner-ups was actually the Cape Fear episode, which she did mention, which is a great, great Sideshow Bob episode. The whole rake gag is like the funniest thing.
Yeah, that is a great one.
He's on a boat. But yeah, that was one that was mentioned already. As well as You Only
Send
Move
You
Twice
to Heaven
was on my
before
list.
I send you to hell.
As well as the Stonecutter one was also, but I have three still that weren't mentioned. So.
Oh, it was Maris.
Number three for me then is going to be Homer versus the 18th Amendment.
Yes,
which was with good old Rex Bannon.
Yes,
and where Prohibition's back and Homer becomes a beer baron and there's just so many funny sight gags in that with Moe's and like how he tries to convert it to a pet store.
Yeah,
when Barney gets
Barney doesn't get up on the seat, so he gets stuck in the
oh no. There's a lot of pointy gears down there.
There's a lot of gears down there, Mo. It's just
Mo.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. I was all together.
Ah, geez, Homer.
And then my next one would probably be Homer at Bat, where Mr. Burns has a baseball.
That was on my list.
Yeah. And it's one of the funniest episodes where he ends up getting a bunch of ringers, except Homer's the only one that's not a ringer on the team, and he gets all these baseball players, and it's funny because there's Ken Griffey Jr., Don Mattingly, all the big names back then.
Is
Ron and
shave those sideburns.
Daryl Strawberry. That's like the whole. There's like things like Don Mattingly. He gets mad at him for shaving it, for having sideburns. And like at the end of the episode, he's got no sideburns. He still gets mad at him.
Is that the episode where he swings and they do the slow mo and you see his gut just?
And Ken Griffey like starts taking this juice and his
head
bigger.
That's right.
And it's a just a classic episode. It's so good.
They're all like beaten and dead, like on the bench. There's big headed Ken Griffey, and then goes down the row.
But yeah, most of my favorite episodes are all Homer based because I've been a Homer fan forever. But my number one favorite episode is King Size Homer.
Yes,
where pretty much Homer decides to go try to get on. Unemployment or
by eating.
Well,
basically,
he
wants to be handicapped.
He wants to be handicapped, so he has to go into work.
Yeah,
so one of the ways he finds out if you gain enough weight,
and that's where you wear the muumuu, right?
Where he wears the muumuu, and like Bart sort of takes him around and shows him the places. My favorite sight gag from that movie is like he's eating all this stuff from this restaurant, and he hands him
a Krusty Burger.
Yeah, from Krusty Burger, he hands him a fish sandwich. He goes, "Oh, does that have calories?" And takes it. He rubs it against the wall, and the wall becomes see-through. And a bird flies into it. It's one of the fun.
I remember that. That was good.
That was like their test.
It was like,
how clear does it get?
And then, like the whole episode, like the only job he had was to pretty much push a button like every few hours to release a gas.
Yeah.
And so he ends up getting that little bird that goes down and
touches the button. That's right. I remember that.
He ends up getting so lazy that he has the bird do it, and the bird in it. Yeah, it's just...
That is a great episode.
There's so many great things about that episode.
Yeah.
That is good.
And, you know, it made Moomoo's acceptable for men.
True, it did.
So.
Well, good list, man.
Yeah, Jesus. Thanks.
Gotti.
Well, I guess I get the leftovers. No, I'm just kidding.
There's many good episodes.
Flaming Moe's was definitely one of my episodes. I love that Flaming Homer. He does get crapped on so much in that episode. It's a brilliant episode. And the fire in it. I love fire in Simpsons. It looks so cute and adorable.
So cute.
It gets everywhere.
Fire is so cute.
Genius. my number three is Marge gets a job where she goes works for Mr. Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And this epic episode where he comes down with the Empire, like she's joining the Empire.
Yeah.
Doesn't he like her in that episode?
Yeah. He falls in love with her.
And he sees Homer woo her, and then at the end of it, Tom Jones pops out and sings them a serenade as they're having a lovely dinner, and Burns is letting her go to Homer. Very happy ending.
Aww.
Teardrop a little bit. But that episode's also great because it's Groundskeeper Willie, which he's the greatest fucking character.
Grease me up!
But this episode, Bart, he doesn't want to take a test, as usual, and he fakes a tummy ache. And
I like how you said tummy ache.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And so the whole show, A Boy Cries Wolf, his grandpa picks him up and tells him, you know, tells him the story and all that. And Groundskeeper, at the same time, Krusty the Clown is out at the zoo doing an appearance. And somehow the damn wolf gets away. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the wolf at the end has to fight Groundskeeper Willie, even though Bart's screaming, "Wolf!" and no one listening.
Yeah.
Genius. Genius close of that show.
Wasn't he in the air ducts and he had the...
Yeah.
Jason.
And he's like getting all... He gets all the... He's like freaking eight packed out.
Yeah. I believe he has a lot of time to work out, apparently. We'll find that out.
Well, he's a Scottish greatness.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even work out.
So that's my number three episode. Number two episode, it's got a Dallas reference, y'all. It's Who Shot Mr. Burns?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
nice.
The greatest reveal of, you know, him just trying to steal candy from a baby.
Oh,
the
no.
son of a bitch.
It was Maggie, right?
Damn Maggie.
Well, I remember like the whole promotion, like Butterfinger. You can like try to solve it. They'd show you who, if you want, if you got the actual character, you'd win.
Because they ended who they when they shot, and then they
that
came back
the
next season.
It was a
two-part
season.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cliffhanger.
Because they made it seem like it was various people, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Could have been so many different people.
Could have been Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
Or
well,
he had deep Jewish hatred.
Yeah,
everybody thought it was Homer because he
Burns,
like, treat him like shit that episode or something like that.
But that's also, the part one is the episode, I think, where they had every character up to date. Like, all the characters that had ever been in the show were in that episode.
And it was earlier.
Remember, he starts
six.
Out with he wants to block out the sun. And that's his evil plan. And everyone's pissed off about that. And then it goes through basically that evening.
And I think, right about season six, too, is when it started hitting its stride, too. Like, every episode was good.
Yeah, that's when we were watching it.
Yeah.
It was kick ass.
We did it until about season 10.
And then my number one.
Now I'm back for 25.
My number one episode is Round Springfield, which is where...
Is that the Pulp Fiction episode?
It's a Bleeding Gums dies in a hospital.
No, that's not the Pulp Fiction one.
Yeah. Bart gets... He's eating Crustios, and he eats a jagged metal
the
one.
Jagged metal.
That's a great one.
Gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And Lisa's walking around the hospital at night, and she runs into Bleeding Gums, and he's dying. And it's one of the sweetest moments in the show, and it's got to be like season two. It's maybe season three. It's not that late. Anyways.
I think it was like, it had to be after 95. I know that.
Yeah. But I love the, she's going over his career, and she's remembering all his great moments from Sax on the Beach, his only album, the number one hit, Sax on the Beach.
Yeah.
And it's just real sad. That was... The last image is him, Mustafa, and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And Larry King.
And Larry King, yeah.
And you could, like, and then she's playing the saxophone too, right? Like, I remember the music sounded really good with
that. That was good.
And this is the episode where, okay, so Bart wins the lawsuit, and he's going to get $100,000 from Krusty because of the jagged metal thing, but his attorney, Lionel Hutz, screws the deal up, and he only gets $500. But Bart's just, like, freaking out because it's, like, $500. And then he gives it to Lisa in the end because, you know, Bleeding Gums is bad. So she can get her New Shaq.
Yeah. Good episode.
Teardrop.
Maybe some
I always
sad
love
ones.
It when there's heart in that show. It, like, and they don't,
yeah.
like, it's
they don't deal with death often
well, yeah.
either.
Yeah.
Like, death is in every other, like, I mean, South Park, Kenny gets killed every damn episode pretty much. Archer, everyone dies in that show. Like, all the other cartoon-esque, Aqua Teen Hunger for that, everyone dies. Simpsons rarely deal with, like, legit death of a character. When they do it, it's always flawless.
Wasn't the
every once in a while, like, you know, like Ned's wife oh. was not really flawless.
Marge, yeah,
that was good.
Marge,
yeah.
Wasn't there was an episode where Homer's mother left him again or something?
That was
yeah,
sad.
Right?
That,
that
was
really
a real sad
one.
Who's his mom? Glenn Close? Is that who played
well,
it?
Was, I like the Michael the episode where Homer goes to the psych ward and meets it. The,
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, the Michael
that
Jackson episode
so
is great.
That was sad.
And it's good, so sad because well, you know because you know Bart does
Leading
that for Lisa
that
and they
episode.
Do that song like happy.
So it was Michael
yeah,
Jackson did
song.
The voice, but
yeah.
the singing was somebody else
Jackson, it was someone
singing.
Else. It was someone else
no, the voice was actually
Michael. The
yeah,
voice was actually Michael,
yeah.
but they couldn't do he couldn't sing because of a contract dispute. So they had somebody else, like when he was singing, sing it, but it was actually his voice talking.
That was a great episode.
Was,
that,
yeah,
that,
was,
that had a good song in there. The Happy Birthday
yeah,
song.
It was,
yeah,
you know that was a real sentimental moment between you know Bart. And
that was good, and nobody mentioned the episode where. Homer went to Chocolate Land and was running with the chocolate bunnies.
Or that one where he became real.
Yeah. yeah.
Like
that,
that
was,
a good,
was awesome.
That's the most
or,
talked about episode,
yeah.
even though.
Yeah. Well, you know, the casino episode where, you know, Mr. Burns, Mr. Burns becomes Howard Hughes. It's in my spruce spruce. Gating traders.
Oh, man. There's so many
There's
good
so many,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
also,
hard.
Deep Space Homer, I wanted to mention because that
oh,
was
yeah.
such a great episode.
That was the 2001 where he eats the chips
Anatomy
and the aliens. Yeah.
All hail the Anatomy Rod and then the
hum,
ants.
Hum. Yeah,
freedom, sweet freedom.
That was good.
Oh yeah. Tell us your favorites. Let's
yes.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
us on Facebook.
I'm sure there's about 1,000 more that we missed. Yeah.
FXX has the rights to all of.
Yep.
The
all the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
spend the next
long.
3 months, four
it's
months,
it's
just
24/7
watching.
It's like a year.
They put Simpsons on Netflix because that's like the one show that sometimes I'm just like I want to watch the old episodes and.
It was one of the only shows that didn't have anything on Hulu except for like the last several of the
yeah.
season.
And they refused to.
Yeah, they refused
like,
to.
That's
yeah.
how we make our money. And you can't find it on YouTube either. That's that Bart Christmas one is what I try to find every Christmas.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yes.
Simpsons.